Here's the thing about adventure. It's never going to come knocking on your door. You got to get out there and track it down. And there's no better way to find it than behind the wheel of a 2024 Toyota Tacoma. With trail-hungry power, legendary capability, and head-turning style, the Tacoma is not for the sedentary. 326 horsepower, 465 pound-feet of torque. And with all the toughness you could ask for, the Toyota Tacoma is the adventure you've been missing. Toyota, let's go places.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From Dallas, Texas, the San Jose Sharks begin a very tough back-to-back set of games, first here against the Stars tonight, and then tomorrow night in St. Louis against the Blues. Not the easiest bit of travel heading toward the Joe Thornton ceremonies on Friday at TechCU Arena and on Saturday at SAP Center for the big game that starts at 5 o'clock. The last time the Sharks played the Dallas Stars, it was mid-October, and San Jose fought hard and came close and outplayed the Stars in a lot of the game, but lost 3-2 in a shootout. How far have the Sharks come since that time? I asked a couple of players inside the Sharks' dressing room. One of them was Luke Cunningham.
Come a long ways. I think we've been learning every game, been growing every game. And, it's just something we've talked about is consistently learning, getting better. And I think we're much better now than we were then.
You may recall the play that Ty Dellandrea scored against his old team, his first goal and only one so far in a Sharks uniform. Here's Harley shooting at stick save made by Blackwood. And again, he saw it because of good coverage by Ferraro against Bork in front.
Yeah,
now an interception. Dellandrea steals. Headman feed. It's a breakaway for Nico Sturm. He deeks. He shoots. It's wide. Rebound in front. Dellandrea. He scores. Ty Dellandrea scores against one of his best friends, Jake Oettinger. And the Sharks are up 2-1 with 4:48 remaining in the second period. Dellandrea may not have scored a goal since that day, but he feels that he and his teammates have really improved.
A long ways, yeah. I think we've grown a lot over that course of the season, and we're competing in every game and, you know, winning games. And I think structure's coming together, the group's coming together, so it's been fun. It's been exciting.
The Sharks are 5-3-2 in their last 10 games played, and if they keep up that pace for the next 20, they'll be a .500 hockey team. Dellandrea says that learning how to win, however, is not an easy proposition in the National Hockey League, and the Sharks have to just keep at it.
No, it's not. I mean, anybody can beat anybody any night, so you got to learn how to close out those games and do whatever it takes to get out of there with 2 points.
San Jose is just coming off a very strong overall performance against the Detroit Red Wings on Monday, a 5-4 overtime win in which Macklin Celebrini picked up his very first overtime goal.
Here comes Granlund taking the handoff from CeCe, skating the center. Oh, across the line, just barely onside. Celebrini moving in, shooting it. He scores! Macklin Celebrini is surrounded by a gaggle of Sharksmen in teal as a kid from Vancouver, BC, by way of the Junior Sharks, gets the game winner in overtime on a pass from Mikhail Granlund. Sharks 5, Red Wings 4, and SAP Center is in a state of ecstasy.
Celebrini and Will Smith have been playing together in 5-on-5 situations the last few games, and they've improved every contest. Head coach Ryan Warsawski says the energy that they display when they play together has an effect on the whole club.
Yeah, I think it's been contagious through our whole group, and you can see they're having fun, you know, playing together. And at the end of the day, this is a game, and we have to, you know, have fun and enjoy it. And they enjoy each other playing with each other. They enjoy coming to the rink together. They do pretty much everything together. But they've both taken steps in the right direction. There's some learning curves that they're going through without the puck, I'd say. And when they have the puck in certain situations in their shift, they have to understand to live the fight another day at times. But obviously what we've seen is when they're in the offensive zone, they kind of have this telepathic wave with themselves, and they can find each other on the ice, and they're doing some good things. Again, there's some growth that needs to be done, but you can tell they're enjoying it.
As far as that Red Wing game was concerned, Luke Cunningham says that it was as close to a complete game as the Sharks have played all year.
Yeah, I think we did a lot of good things. There's it's going to be different momentum swings and shifts throughout a game, but I thought, after that road trip, it was a good showing at home, and the guys played well.
Ty Dellandrea agrees with that.
Yeah, it was a great effort. I think everybody was on board. Everyone was what brought their best. You know, there's still some things to clean up, but it's never going to be perfect. So I thought that was a great effort.
Head coach Ryan Warsawski was pretty pleased with the overall game as well against the Red Wings. But against the Stars, a pretty deep hockey club, it continues to be a challenging proposition.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think, again, like I said, we're getting close to what everyone knows our identity is and how we need to play as a six-man unit on the ice and the rest of the guys on the roster. So, we had good energy today this morning, and this is a good test for us tonight. We've had these, statement games against really, really good hockey teams, the top five team in the league, you could arguably say, with Dallas. And this is an opportunity for us tonight to, really have a statement game against a really good team. We have another opportunity. That's all we can ask. And we got to be collectively together tonight.
The Teal Report will continue from Dallas right after this on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. Hey, Sharks fans, what is a Sharks' favorite washing machine setting? Fin Cycle. But seriously, folks, PG&E and the Sharks want you to know that washing your game day jerseys and other clothes in cold water can save you up to $40 a year. Want to discover more ways to save energy and money? Check out PG&E's series, 7 Saturdays to a More Energy-Efficient Home, at savingsactioncenter.com.
The hat trick for William Eklund.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood.
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Classic shoots and he scores.
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
The scrape of blades, the clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never give up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs, the long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL Shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. Fanatics experience.
He scores!
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Dallas has the sixth best record in the NHL at home at 7-2, and they bring an 11-6 overall record with 22 points into tonight's action against the Sharks. But the Stars, most recently on Monday night at American Airlines Center, lost 4-2 to the Anaheim Ducks. And so in spite of the fact that they're 6-4 in their last 10 games, they want to right the ship a little bit and get more pressure from four full lines of forwards. Head coach Pete DeBoer says that the Matt Duchene line has been carrying things for the team offensively, and he needs more from the second, third, and fourth groups.
They've been fantastic. And let's be honest, I mean, you know, they've carried us, you know, so far. You know, we need some other lines to get going. And, you know, that's the challenge of our group right now, and our guys know that. You know, we've got a lot of guys in that room, other lines that have to start to carry the mail here on some nights. When we've been really a really good team here in my time here, it's a different line every night, or one line's off, another line picks them up. I think we've been more of a one-line team offensively so far through 15 games, more than I've liked, so we've got to fix that.
It's definitely been a different season in Dallas with the retirement of center Joe Pavelski. Sharks fans certainly understand what that's all about. And Logan Stankoven, one of the youngsters who truly benefited from Pavelski's appearance in Dallas, talked about the changes in the dressing room.
We all miss Joe, for sure. Just his calming presence in the room. And he was always kind of teaching us young guys little tricks and stuff. And he's definitely missed, but I think there's a lot of other great veterans in this room, like Jamie and Tyler and you know, I could go on and on, but those guys are guys that are the ones that are mostly talking in the room, and we can lean on for support.
Jamal Mayers joins me for the broadcast today from Dallas at American Airlines Center. We're on the air at 4:30 Pacific time with all of the exciting play-by-play coverage with the Sharks and the Stars. That's it for the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.